This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Democrats and Republicans are putting initiatives on the ballot this year in key states across the country. They are hoping to pass new laws, but also hoping to motivate party voters to show up at the polls. Conservatives are stressing gay marriage bans, just as they did in 2004. Democrats think they've found a winner in the minimum wage. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
On a busy street corner in Columbus, Ohio this week, Miranda Rose is trying to get voters to sign a petition to raise Ohio's minimum wage from the federal minimum, $5.15 an hour, to $6.85. It's not hard to get people to sign.
Are you a registered voter?
Yes.
In what county?
Franklin.
Franklin, great. If you could just sign and print your name for me.
Raising the minimum wage has tremendous popular support, close to 80% in some polls. For the people who signed the petitions in Columbus, it seemed like a no-brainer.
So people can make a living wage and have enough money to live on their own and not have to depend on public programs.
I wouldn't work for $5.15. A lot of people, I think that's what the problem is. A lot of people see $5.15, they'd rather just stay at home and get free money than go out and try to work hard.
They need to raise minimum wage. It's really low. People are broke.
That was Liz Gale, Derek Massey, and Brandy Clark. For the Democratic Party, the minimum wage is the perfect wedge issue, something that big majorities of voters support, but that most Republican candidates oppose. Very helpful in states with the hottest Senate and House races. Christina Wilfor is the director of the Ballot Initiative Strategy Center, a clearinghouse for Democratic-backed ballot initiatives. She says progressive groups like hers have gone to school on how conservatives use the ballot initiative process to boost their own turnout.
Minimum wage, I would say, is the first example where we're using a counter-strategy in the same way that the right has on issues like same-sex marriage and anti-abortion issues and in a range of things that they've pushed to take controversial hot-button issues to voters and to have some influence in elections at large.
University of Florida Professor Dan Smith has written books about the electoral impact of initiatives. He says the Democrats may be onto something.
Minimum wage very well could be the Democrats' silver bullet this midterm election cycle. Midterm elections especially have more pronounced effects from ballot measures with respect to turnout.
Minimum wage initiatives are also expensive to fight. Farrell Quinlan is a spokesman for the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, part of the business coalition trying to defeat that state's minimum wage initiative this fall.
During good times, during a growing economy, people are naturally inclined to say, why not just give everyone a raise? You know, not many people actually make the minimum wage. Who's it going to hurt? And that's going to be our charge over the next few months is to explain why establishing a higher minimum wage and then indexing it afterwards is a bad idea.
In some states, the business community has decided not to fight. In Michigan and Arkansas, Republican state legislators decided to pass a minimum wage bill rather than have it on the ballot in the fall. Minimum wage initiatives have a history of passing by big margins, as they have in Washington State, Florida, and Nevada. But they haven't always helped Democratic candidates. Dan Smith thinks he knows why.
There's a big lesson to be learned for Democratic candidates from the 2004 election. In Florida, Democratic candidates at the state level, as well as John Kerry, did not talk about minimum wage as a major issue. And sure enough, turnout didn't really increase in the counties that had highest support for minimum wage.
This year, Democratic candidates are making sure they don't make the same mistake as John Kerry. Democratic Senate candidates in Arizona and Missouri are running hard on the minimum wage. Ohio gubernatorial candidate Ted Strickland makes it a part of every speech.
I know the people who are affected by the minimum wage, and I am proud of the fact that as a party in Ohio, we are getting behind an effort to increase the minimum wage in Ohio.
And for national Democrats with presidential ambitions, raising the minimum wage is a guaranteed applause line. Senator Hillary Clinton often points out that the federal minimum hasn't been raised since 1997.
I have introduced legislation which says no raises for Congress until Congress raises the minimum wage.
Like the bans on gay marriage, minimum wage initiatives tend to turn out people who want to pass them, not defeat them. But there's no guarantee they will turn out enough of them to help elect Democratic candidates. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
Hi, folks. Do you have a moment to sign a petition to increase minimum wage in Ohio?
We already signed that one.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
You can get a breakdown of the various minimum wage proposals state by state at npr.org.